over in Pakistan. Okay? Now, remember, Pakistan is an ally of ours. They are. They're an ally. Now remember, we actually had a caller. We called I think Pakistani Bobby. I think that's what we called. And he was telling us how horrible Pakistan is. And how we're always focusing on these other Middle Eastern countries, but Pakistan is the real bad guys. So listen to this. Parveen Rafiq closed her hands around the neck of her youngest daughter, Zineep, and squeezed until the girl was almost dead. Then in the tiny apartment where the family lived, she doused the 18-year-old with kerosene and set her on fire. Neighbors saw the smoke and rushed to the home. Someone inside, apparently one of the Rafiq's daughters-in-law, was screaming, "Help her, help her." But the door was bolted from within. Moments later, they heard Rafiq scream from her rooftop, "Killed my daughter. I have saved my honor. She will never shame me again." Zanit's crime was marrying a childhood friend she loved, defying her widowed mother's pressure for an arranged marriage, and in the mind of her mother and many of her neighbors, tarnishing her family's honor. That was on June 8th in the eastern city of Lahore. And yes, we're talking about Pakistan, one of the nice Muslim countries. Because remember, there's only 0.5% of Muslims that are terrorists and that are bad. The rest of them are happy, go lucky, funny, charming, fun to be around Muslims. Now, unfortunately, Pakistan has the highest of what they call honor killings in the world. And in another case, a mother slit the throat of her pregnant daughter who had married a man that she loved. And a few houses down, another teenage girl was doused with kerosene and set. And then a block away, a teenage girl was tortured, injected with poison, and then strapped to the seat of a vehicle, doused with gasoline, and set on fire. And her crime was helping a friend elope. Yeah. They're definitely good Muslims. A jirga, or council elders, ordered her killing and dictated the manner of her death. The vehicle was parked in a public place outside a bus stop as a message to others. Yeah. Yeah. And they're an ally of ours. Guys, they're an ally of ours. So when Paul Ryan goes, "Saddam Hussein is one of the most evil men of the 20th century," And you hear people go, how the hell can Donald Trump talk about Saddam Hussein? He's evil. Evil? Evil? How about Pakistan? How about dousing girls with kerosene and lighting them on fire? How about that? How about that being in the realm of evil? But we don't go and invade Pakistan. And this isn't a fringe. This isn't a fringe. Okay? Last year, 3 people a day were killed in honor crimes in Pakistan. 1,096 women and 88 men. And that's according to the Independent Human Rights Commission. In 2014, the number was 1,005 women, including 82 children. They say the true number is higher because many, many, many cases go unreported. So just the last 2 years, over 2,000, let me say that again, 2,000 women, because 88 men and 82 children, those were the distinguishing numbers, the rest were all women. So you're talking about 2,000 women in Pakistan were killed by being lit on fire or being injected with poison in the middle of a town square so everybody could see and make sure that they do not do what those girls did, which was helping a friend elope or marrying somebody that their mom and dad told them they could not marry. Wow. And who is a monster of the 20th century? Who is evil of the 20th century? Who's our ally? I mean, seriously. Is this just... it's just... It's just amazing. It really is. It's just amazing. 2,000 girls in a span of 2 years. And these are the good Muslims. These are the good, happy, go-lucky Muslims. Listen. These people may not be strapping themselves with bombs and running over here into our malls and killing us. I'm with you there. But they're about a half a click away from being that person. And or these are people who practice a faith that today, as of yesterday, as of the day before, as of next week, as of next month, is completely opposite of our values, of our traditions, and what we believe in. And in turn, we don't have to change. They have to change. And it's obvious that if they haven't changed yet, they're not going to change. There is no way to live in a society with people that will light their daughters on fire because she helped a friend. Fine. Call me an Islamophobe. I'm guilty. I'm the biggest Islamophobe in the world. Because if this is going on around me, if this is what Islam represents, then I want no part of it. Barbaric. It's disgusting. It's vile. It's dangerous. There's no place. Absolutely no place in any society, let alone the United States of America, absolutely no place. And to excuse this because it's their culture, it's their religion, is ridiculous. Literally and utterly ridiculous. So it's not this half a 1%. Okay? Gushing on this show before. When we talk about Islam and we talk about Muslims and we talk about the different countries, and we talk about a war of civilizations, a war of culture, and you hear people on the left go, you're an Islamophobe. They're not all terrorists. They're just a small... Forget the terrorism. Just put that aside. Okay? Put that aside. Throwing homosexuals off bridges. Burning little girls alive. Okay? Burning them alive because they helped their friend elope. Taking a knife and a hammer and a chisel and hacking up a little girl's vagina. Okay? These are vile, disgusting, repulsive things. And this isn't the half of 1%. No. This is well over 50%. So when you hear people say, oh, there's over 1 billion Muslims in this world, and you're going to condemn all billion for the few terrorists? No, I'm going to condemn 500, 600, how about 700 million? How about that? How about that? How about that? I'm going to condemn the ones that believe in honor killings. I'm going to condemn the ones that believe in throwing homosexuals off bridges. I'm going to believe in the ones that mutilate women's vaginas, okay? Ones that don't let women drive cars. How about that? I think, how about that? Does that cover? We go outside of the half of 1% of the left. I do. I love them. Like, that's the line. It's like, hey, as long as they're not blowing us up, as long as they're not strapping a box cutter to their side and hijacking an airplane and flying it into a building, as long as they're not doing that, they're happy-go-lucky. They're happy-go-lucky. In Pakistan, they're burning their children. They're burning them alive. I mean, think about what that mom did to that girl, where she choked her just enough to make her groggy and woozy, and then doused her with gasoline and woke her up with a match. Are you kidding me? Pakistan leads the world in honor killings. They lead the world in honor killings. And it's acceptable there. It's acceptable there. When you follow Sharia law, whether it's in Pakistan or it's in Turkey, and that's why this debate, and it gets liberals all worked up. Gets liberals all worked up when you have the debate of Islam being a religion. And they go, how are you with that? Why? And then you have Muslims that will go on the liberal shows being outraged. Oh, so, relax, hold on. Is it a religion or is it a governing law? Is it a government? No different than the fascist regime of Mussolini or the Nazi regime of Adolf Hitler or the Imperial Japanese. Is this really a religion? Because religion does not govern. Christianity does not govern. The Pope does not govern. The bishops do not govern. But in the Muslim world, their imams and their religious figures govern. In Iran, the Ayatollah is the boss. When we used to get outraged over Ahmadinejad. Oh my God, what did he say? It didn't matter what he said. He wasn't the boss. The Ayatollah was the boss. They're the bosses. And they get their orders from the prophet. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, save your... It's 1%. It's a 0.5%. It's a 1%. That's why you don't hear about this on CNN. You don't hear about this on MSNBC. You don't hear about this with Charlie Rose. You don't hear about this with George Stephanopoulos. Just like it was downplayed where we found bin Laden in Pakistan. Chilling. Just chilling. It was downplayed. And the Pakistanis are like, what? Oh, my gosh. You mean he was right down the street from our military base? One of our military base? Oh, my God. Didn't know. Oh, yeah, okay. It's like you don't know that thousands and thousands of little girls are being burned alive. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 2015, a little over 1,000 girls. Talking about 2014, a little over 1,000 girls. It didn't just start. 2014 and 2015. So I got to imagine we could go back year after year after year and replicate those same numbers. So it's definitely safe to say in the last 5 years that there's been over 5,000 women killed, murdered at the hands of their parents or whatever sibling or relative or whoever for things like marrying somebody you were not supposed to marry or helping a friend. Thousands and thousands and thousands of women have been slaughtered in Pakistan, burned alive, injected with poison, stoned to death. And these are the good ones? These are the happy-go-lucky ones? Why? Because they don't have a bomb strapped to them. And they're not walking into an airport and blowing themselves up. They don't have a AK-47 and walking into a nightclub and shooting the place up. So that makes these people rational. That makes these people not terrorists. It makes me a xenophobe, an Islamophobe, and all the other phobes? No. You guys got your head. You got your head in the sand. You got your head up your ass.